And this is Yusuf.
And this is
In-Flight Entertainment, the still quarantine episodes. Yeah, even though things are opening up here and there, we're being good and we're maintaining, you know.
We are, yes.
Yes.
So we are towards the end of June, so we're still doing Pride Month. And this week we are diving into more of the transgender type characters,
mm-hmm.
starting off with Tangerine.
Yes, Tangerine, the 2015. I thought the film came out later. I thought it was 2018 or something, but actually 2015 film.
I mean, I honestly thought this was a brand new movie. I hadn't heard about it until it came up on my, I think, Hulu recommendations.
Huh.
Is it Hulu or Netflix? I think it was a Hulu recommendation. So I just now realized as I'm looking at IMDb that it's a 2015 movie. I honestly thought that was a mistake.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I was. So I seen this a couple of years too late. But it was one of those films that you didn't really hear too much about it. And then like a few years before, I think like 2018-ish, like you really heard about it. It's like, oh, Tangerine. And it was on Netflix. And, oh, you got to watch it. You know, it's a, but I didn't know it came out a few years prior to, you know, it going on streaming. But, hey, better late than never.
Yeah. So Tangerine is basically the day in the life of two women, Cindy and Alexandra, and then also a cab driver. I forget the cab driver's name. Razmik,
yes.
And it basically follows these two women, one as she's sort of getting ready for a performance and the other one who's searching for her boyfriend / pimp who broke her heart.
Right. Exactly.
And it takes place Christmas Eve. So in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
It was lots of fun watching the movie because I recognized so many of the street corners and Donut Time, and it was awesome.
Yeah, and actually, continuity-wise, you know, I think 85% of the movie was literally on Santa Monica Boulevard because there was shots where they were on the Santa Monica Boulevard and Western Red Line stop. That's like on like Vermont. Yeah, Santa Monica. Vermont. The Santa Monica and Vermont stop. Yeah. I drive past that place all the time. And yeah, because I live in that hood. Yeah. And you're right. Just sit walking down the street, seeing all the intersecting street names. Like, oh, well, they're actually walking down Santa Monica Boulevard.
Right.
Yeah.
So a lot of times in movies, especially like if you're a local, you'll be watching something and they'll show something taking place in Santa Monica. And then 2 minutes later, they're over in West Hollywood. And you're like, no,
right.
That doesn't work that way.
Continuity, like, boo-boo.
Yeah. Like the TV show, Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was a Netflix show.
Yeah.
That used to like make me so angry when I was watching that. He'd be jumping across buildings, and you, as a New Yorker, you'd recognize the building. It's like, no, that building is literally 2 miles away that he just jumped to. That does not work.
I mean, yeah, you know, I guess it all depends on, you know, where they're allowed to film and where they're not allowed to film. So, you know,
right, yeah.
There's always so, that.
Yeah. So to your point, the continuity in this movie, they were definitely walking down Santa Monica Boulevard to shoot this and using the actual bus routes that go near there. So it was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So pretty much the movie opens up at the donut shop, of course. And Cindy just got out of jail. I guess she was busted. I guess she got busted for, you know, doing her thing on the streets, right?
Oh, no, she was busted for marijuana, not for selling.
Oh, okay. You're right. Yep, she got busted for marijuana. Yep. And so, you know, she's reunited.
She just spent 28 months or days?
I thought it was days.
Days.
Yeah,
days.
Marijuana. Yeah, that's 28. Yeah.
Well. A woman of color going to jail for marijuana could be 28 months, but in this case, it was only 28 days.
Right. That's true. Yeah. So, Alexandra? Friend. So Cindy just got out. Alexandra is like, oh, welcome, you know, welcome back. And da 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 da. And Alexandra lets a little bit of information slip that the boyfriend
boyfriend Chester.
Yeah, Chester
has been sleeping with some white hoe.
Oh yeah. And this just set off Cindy. She's on a war path. She storms up and down the street, just getting answers. She's like a detective. This is like a Law and Order episode. Like, detective need answers to get to this woman who's, who got her man. And so Alexander is like the cooler head, the one that's saying, Cindy, like, you just got out. Like, why are you going through this? Like, he's nobody. He's not even worth it. Like, why are you risking going to jail, to try to get this woman that, been cheating on, or, Chester's been cheating on? Cindy's like, I don't care. I don't give a shit. I don't know. She's just like, she don't care.
Your angry girlfriend. She's found out that her boyfriend has been fucking around while she was locked up, and she wants to go find out who the bitch is and take care of business.
Yes. Okay. Now I have to mention this with this film production. It was all shot on an iPhone.
Was it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No permits, all iPhones.
Well, so the two main characters in Tangerine are transgender women. Mm-hmm. Alexander, she has started taking hormones, and they start out their conversation talking about how she's so happy she hasn't broken out or anything. She's gotten some bumps on her arms, but it's really making her breasts come in. Cindy hasn't gone through any type of transition. She still has everything. But that's like just sort of setting it up. But a lot of the areas that they're walking around in Santa Monica, you could, or not Santa Monica, on Santa Monica Boulevard, you might see prostitutes. And so, unfortunately, transgender women, a lot of times the only work really available to them is prostitution. So that is part of this story. And so it makes sense that they could shoot this without permits, because they probably just look like they're walking down the street.
Exactly.
Doing a fun video for themselves.
Right. Exactly. And then, to your point, which I didn't know, Santa Monica Boulevard and Highland is notorious for, like, prostitution and drugs. So there you go. Another fun LA fact, guys.
So everyone that has seen Pretty Woman, the 80s movie, that takes place on Hollywood. I mean, that's right around Hollywood and Highland, mm-hmm. which is where you have the Sidewalk of Stars.
Yeah.
So that's the cisgender female prostitutes, and over a couple blocks is the transgender prostitutes.
Yeah. Even though I'm sure back in the day, you could get away with prostitution, but it's so corporate. Like Disney owns the Capitan. They're not going to have any prostitutes around these kids and tourists. Like, that's why they pushed into Santa Monica Boulevard and Highland. They ain't trying to scare those kids and tourists with the prostitutes, especially on the Walk of Fame. No.
Yeah, it's been Disney-fied.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the mouse would not have that. No. yeah. And so, oh, actually, the actors. So Katana Kiki Rodriguez is Sydney, and Maya Taylor is Alexandra. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Gets that right. And Mickey O'Hagan is Dinah, who is the white prostitute lady that Sydney is on a warpath to find. So kind of like a subplot. It's not really a subplot. It's more like, so Alexandra, as she tails behind Sydney, she come across, you know, fellow workers, and she have flyers, and she tell people like, hey, I'm performing at, was it Hamburger Mary's?
I think it was. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So she's performing at Hamburger Mary's. She's going to sing. She's going to do a little, you know, a performance. So that's like her MO that whole day. She's thinking about her performance. She's thinking, and she want to get people to come out, support her, and things like that. At the same time, trying to calm her, her angry friend, and try to, like, bring her back a little bit. But Sydney is like, I don't care. You go do your thing. I'm going to go try to find, as Sydney said, his white bitch. So they, at this point in the story, they split off. Now, between Sydney and Alexandra, we have Rosmic, it was weird because first time I seen him, I'm like, what do we have to do? Because it's just him just, picking up people. Right. And so
Rosmic is a cab driver. And for like the first probably 30 minutes of the movie, there's like scenes that are cutting between Cindy and Alexandra and Rosnick in his cab. And there's no real like connection between the three characters until maybe 30 minutes into the movie.
Right.
But so in my mind, because I knew that these were transgender prostitutes, women, after living in Jackson Heights, which is has a large sort of Muslim, Arab, community there.
Uh-huh.
It also has a lot of gay bars that what you would see is during the day, you'd see all of these men hanging out with their families. And then at night you'd see those same men going to the gay bars. Yep. And so when we after about 10 minutes of following Rosnick around, I was like, oh, he's on the down low.
Right. Yeah. He's cruising.
Yeah.
All right.
So in my mind, I mean, as part of his culture, he got married, he's had children, he's providing for his family. But in order to be happy, he's also picking up transgender prostitutes so he can be sexually satisfied that way.
Right. And so there was one scene where, he grabs a worker. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, like, where are you from and all that stuff. And she's like, does it matter? And it's like, well, trying to strike up a conversation. And then, he put his hands down there to see she have a vagina. And that turns him off. He's like, okay, like, you got to go. Like, what are you doing in that area? That area is not for, women or so you go to another, you stroll someplace else, like he was deceived. So that kind of lets you know, like, okay, now we know what he's about, yeah. And so he finally catches up with Alexandra, and then like we see that Alexandra knows they know each other. So I guess they're regular, right? And so, they conduct some business in a car wash. Through a car wash, right? It was like, well, yeah. You stay in the car, you kind of go through the car wash. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very, he finds satisfaction by giving men blowjobs versus getting one himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to give Alexandra a quick blow job while they went through a car wash.
Right. Yep.
It's a very quick one.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, guess he's good at it. So, you know, he's satisfied, you know, and he gives Alexander the money. They part their ways. Then we see him. Then we see the domestic life of Rosmik. You know, he have like a mother-in-law there. He had the wife and a little daughter. And, you know, everybody, like, he's had the Christmas tree in the back. And they have, like, you know, the goodies and food lined up for Christmas. It was like Christmas Eve dinner. Yeah, if you want to call it that. Yeah. So it's, you're seeing the duality with this guy right there. As soon as he walked through the door, it's like, okay, like he's, you know, he's living a lie and all that good stuff. But for him. So, in the meantime, Sydney finds Dinah. Now, there's like, it's interesting. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess that would make sense. So within this, I guess, motel room.
Yeah.
You know,
every single space you could possibly find to line up prostitutes and satisfy men. So there's someone on the bed, someone in the bathroom,
someone in the shower. Yeah. I mean, I would not want to get a whiff scent wise of anything in that place. Yeah, that wouldn't smell so good. So Sydney get in there, finds her, you know, pull up out her hair, yank her out of the motel, you know, storms her up and down, you know, Santa Monica, kind of pushing her, pulling her hair and, you know, taunting her and all that stuff. And ask, you know, like, where's what's the
Chester.
Yeah. It's like, where's Chester? Where's Chester? Where's he at? Where? Yeah, I got some words for him. Blah, 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 blah. So that this, I think around this time, sun is setting and, you know, it's evening. And then we see Alexandra outside of Hamburger Mary's, just kind of waiting for people to come in. But no one is coming in, you know, and she's a little pissed off that, you know, no one is going to support her. A performance.
I mean, especially because at the very least, Cindy should be there to support her. Because it's her girl. It's her family. Exactly. And like, out of everyone, Cindy should really be there. But Cindy's so wrapped up in her own drama of finding Dinah and trying to confront Chester that she forgets about her friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, so Sydney and Dinah, they're on the bus. And Dinah is like the taunting is flipped because Dinah is like, wait a minute. Like you get mad at me? Like, wait a minute. Like, I'm not the only one, you know, that Chester's getting down with. I mean, you actually think that's your man? You know, just making Sydney feel stupid about like her like rampage, you know, and now Sydney is kind of coming down to earth a little bit. It's like, yeah, she's kind of making sense. And then she's like, what time is it? It's after 7. So the performance is at 7:00 and it was like a little after 7. And so Sydney is like, oh shit. So they jump out of the bus and like, okay. And then she sees Alexandra a little pissed off outside about to go in. And Sydney's like, we're here. Oh, yeah. And Alexandra's like, no, you did you just bring her to my show? Like, you know, Dinah. And so she's like, whatever, just come in. And so all three of them are in the bathroom, like, you know, Alexandra's like getting her, you know, she's doing her face, getting it together and stuff like that. And Sydney and Dinah, they're like bonding through drugs. So Dinah whip out some coke or whatever. And so they're about to smoke. And Dinah, Sydney's like, oh, yeah, give me some of that. And so, you know, and like now they're kind of OK now. It's like a truce through drugs. And
so they watch Alexandra perform, and then they go back. They find out that Chester is at Donut Time or the donut shop.
Yeah.
So they head back there to for the big third act confrontation of Chester. Mm-hmm. And at this point in time, we're also seeing what's going on with the cabbie, Rosnick. He's decided to go see Alexandra perform, leave his family Christmas Eve, because he has the hots for Cindy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they all converge at the donut shop.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy's confronting Chester, and he's like, "Well, I have to test the product. So didn't mean anything, me fucking Dinah. It was just part of business." And then he's like, "What about your girl over there? You know, I fucked Alexandra also. So why is she like?"
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
And Rosnick walks in. He's like, "Can I buy Sydney for the night?" And then his mother-in-law walks in, and she's like, "What are you doing with these prostitutes?" And then freaks out that they're actually men. Mm-hmm. And then Rosnick's wife and child come in, and everything basically blows up.
Pretty much. Yeah, the truth. It's like the act of truth, like all the truths just start, blowing up. And I was like, Rosnick, truth. That he, and like in a stealth way, kept, away from family, just came out, and the truth between Chester, Sydney, Alexander came out. So it's like, you can hold that in for so long, but one way or other, it's gonna reveal itself. That's kind of like the main, theme of pretty much the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's a film or a movie about, the day in the life of a woman trying to figure out what the fuck her boyfriend has been up to. And all the secrets come out at the end. So
mm-hmm.
Her and Alexander get into it for a little bit and then they make up at the end. So because at the end of the day, you have your girlfriend.
Right. And what I thought was really a really smart and it very like powerful scene is, Sydney is like, all right, she leaves Alexander and she's about to go try to find a trick. And then, a car pull up and throw a cup of soda or something in Sydney's face and drives off, whatever.
Oh, I thought it was pee.
Oh, I thought it was a cup of something. I thought it was
I thought they had peed in a cup and threw it at them.
Oh.
But it was an attack on a transgender person, basically.
Right. And so Sydney's freaking out, Alexandra brings, like, they go into a laundromat, and Sydney is just freaking out. It's like, my wig is wet. Da, 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 da. So she take her wig off. She's like, just terrified and, shooken about this situation. Alexandra's like, hey, Alexandra take her wig off. Like, here, try this on. It's like that bonding through the reality that society is not, they're bonding because they realize the reality of like where they are,
Yeah. The end of the day, it's the two of them against the world, really.
Exactly. Right.
Because the world sees them as other and outsiders. So if they don't support each other, who will?
Exactly. Yeah. That was really, that really hit me like, wow, like just that moment. Like, of course we all get into our things like that, but prioritizing what's really important, is the biggest thing. And then that scene in the bathroom when Sydney like just realized that she was just being stupid and she started like, doing Dinah's like makeup. She was all like, come here. And she whips out like the lipstick and just start gently like just putting lipstick on and stuff like that. It's like, just like a moment of reconciliation and like the Sydney way of apologizing, like she won't flat out apologize, but she'll do gestures just to let like, we're cool, like it's all good kind of thing, So yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
So our rating system is ass on the sofa, stay home, it's very good. Put your shoes on. You're not quite sure if you should leave the house or stay home or go out and be amongst the unmasked people and get the virus and die. those are our three levels. Mm-hmm. How do you rate it?
You know, this, of course, this kind of story, almost like all the stories we were reviewing in the month of Pride, you know, if you're that type of person that's open to accept stories like this, right? If you're the kind of person that like to see that want to accept the human element of people, no matter like what they are, this, that, and the other. I mean, it's a sit down. All right? To me, it's a sit down. You know, it's only an hour and 28 minutes. It wasn't long. You know, the pacing, you know, yeah, I mean, it was a guerrilla style film. So they were like shooting and moving. They couldn't stand still because they didn't have a permit. So it made perfect sense. We kept moving. Yeah. And plus, you know, the relationship between, you know, Alexander and Sydney at the end, like really like resonated, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I give it a sit down.
So I give it a sit down, too. But I would say, like, regardless of the fact that this is a movie that happens to star transgender women, it's a good story. Who cares that they're transgender? I mean, this is a story about a woman trying to find out why or who her boyfriend cheated on her with and the relationships in her life. So I think it's a powerful story showing that they're, you know, just like the rest of us.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's like we all experience betrayal, heartbreak, humiliation. Like that's across. These are human elements, you know, like everyone felt them or still feeling these things. So, yeah, you know, like you said, it's no different. It's no different. Yeah. Cool. So there you have it, guys. Tangerine.
Yeah, we shouldn't judge them because they're different from us. They have all the same human experiences.
Right. Why? Because we're all human.
Oh, my God. What a crazy idea.
I know. Yeah. Well, it is what it is. But yeah, so thanks guys for listening. I hope everyone is staying safe. Hope everyone is celebrating, you know, Pride, and hope you guys are still making statements about equality, justice, you know, and all of the stuff that we should be shouting about.
Yes. So Pride Month is not just about the G, it's about LGBTQ. So in honor of that and this film, all Black trans lives matter.
Exactly.
And we hope that you go out and read, educate yourself, put your ego aside, and go watch this movie on Hulu.
Yes, you will enjoy. Yeah. So there you go. Until Thursday, we wish everyone safe physical distancing and
wash your hands.
Peace.